I honestly missed it, sitting in the locker room after practice and laughing and having fun and just speaking from the heart on that one, just dealing with kids on a daily basis. That's something I really miss.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Coaches in the Mouth pod. This is Coach Jeff Williams along with Coach Bray Cook and the Mouth Brent Bender. Shocking news this week coming out. Athletic Director Clint Ashcraft from Conway, former head coach at Conway, former head coach at Siloam Springs, moving on to Valonia, getting back into coaching a little bit. Going to have him on and find out why he wanted to get back into it and, you know, where he's at in life and the whole nine yards. What do you want to hear from Coach Ashcraft?
Well, you know, he's in our conference now.
Oh, so, that's right. We get some information.
So I'm gonna ask him some very detailed questions and see what I can get out of this guy.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what's his favorite blitz? You know, what's his favorite run play? Things like that. Mouth, what do you want to talk to Coach Ashcraft about?
I want to talk to him how it went down when he hired Buck James from Bryan High School as his head coach at Conway. When you called me and told me Buck was going to be the coach until he ran the car off the road.
I'll be dang. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and bring him on, Coach Clint Ashcraft. Coach Ashcraft, man, you have just got the state rambling around a little bit, leaving the AD world at Conway High School, where you're a longtime head coach there, going down the road to Valonia. Talk to us a little bit about that process and what – you know, why you got back into it, and you've been a ball coach. I've known you for a long time, but talk to us a little bit about that process and what got you triggered to get back into this insanity that we call coaching football.
Well, you know, I've been out 6 years, and the longer I've been out, the more I've regretted getting out. And so this opportunity came along where I could be a head coach again, and what I think's a good setup. And we had built a house outside of Conway a few years ago, and part of my deal is I didn't want to move. So they, you know, that wasn't part of the deal for them. They said, you don't have to live here. We just want you to coach. And so we started talking, and every time we talked, it seemed to get better and better. Met the superintendent, really liked him, and then, you know, just kind of took off.
Well, talk to us about this. Valonia's, you know, has had good players and good athletes over the years, and you've probably watched that from afar. What do you think needs to be done? They're jumping back into a new conference, going to believe up to the 5A West next year. Talk to us, what do you see, and what do you need to do to get that thing going?
First thing you want to do is get back in there or get over there and meet the coaches. I know a couple of them. I don't know all of them, so we're going to go over and meet the kids in the morning. And visit with them, get to know them a little bit, and then we'll start meeting with all the coaches individually, and then kind of, you know, I always describe it as putting a puzzle together. You got a lot of pieces, you just got to get them in the right place. So that's the plan first, and then after spring break, hopefully we can get it rolling.
Well, you're going to get in there after spring break, you know, get ready for spring ball and that whole process. Talk to me, because people don't understand this a lot of time. You know, when you make a decision like this, you really got to involve your family a little bit. I mean, getting back, I know as an athletic director, as I'm one, you're on the road all the time, and, you know, you're out, days are long and nights are long and that part of it. And getting back into coaching, there's the stress level and the grind during the season. Talk to me about the family approach and what your family thought about supporting you getting back into coaching.
Yeah, you know, I've been telling my wife it's something that I've been wanting to do. She knew that, and so when this conversation started with their admin, you know, I told her this one has legs, this one has a chance. And you know, my son's gone, my oldest son's gone, graduated, he's out in California with the Marines, and then my middle daughter, or my daughter, is about to graduate, so she could care less, you know, if daddy's coaching again or not. And then Colson is a freshman that played football, and he's playing baseball now here at Conway. So we had a long conversation with him, and, you know, we kind of left it as we'll leave you alone about this and I don't want you to stress about it. We'll talk at the end of school. But he's let me know that he's, you know, he's good. He's willing to go. It's not that far. I mean, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We go to church with some people from Bologna, and he knows a few of the guys already. And then still living here, you know, the way kids are today with social media and all that, he's still going to stay connected to those guys. So I think Colson will be fine. And then I'm looking forward to getting to coach him. I think that's a unique deal that not everybody gets to experience.
No doubt. Well, you've been out for 6 years. And one thing, I've been out about 3 or 4 years or whatever, and you get the opportunity to go watch other coaches coach, you know, but practice. Buck James being there when you were athletic director, Keith Fimple, and seeing them on a daily basis, things they probably did a little bit different than you, and then you go to a team camp. The last 6 years, what have you gathered into your football bag that you think that makes you a better coach today than what you were before?
Well, you're exactly right. You know, everybody does the little things differently. And, you know, watching Fimple, man, kids love that guy. And I just watched him interact with kids. And you know, the way he structured practice was different than I had structured it prior to him coming here. So, you know, I saw some things he was doing practice. I wouldn't call it scheme-wise, but practice-wise, that I thought was really good ideas that I might try to implement with us if it works out over there. And then Coach James, I mean, we all know how good he is, and I've enjoyed working with him. I feel that's probably one of the toughest parts of this deal is we just hired him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been with him I've known him for a long time, but actually worked with him just for 1 year. So that I hate to walk away from him, but man, he's good. And, the way the toughness he instills in kids and the way he does that, the discipline that he has, there's a lot of things. I've even talked to Keith and called him and been like, I wish I'd have thought of that when I was coaching. You know, he's got some neat things that he does to instill discipline and toughness with those kids. And I mean, he has a way of convincing them they're going to be, if not the strongest group, with the way he does his offseason, the strongest group on the field every game. So I've learned a lot from him that I think will help me too.
Well, talk to us about this, and I'll turn it over here to Bray. Is, you know, you're at Conway as head coach. You're a defensive guy. That's your background. Everybody knows that you're a defensive mind guy. Or going to Bologna, are you going to step back to be head coach, work both sides of the ball, which you got to as a head coach, but are you going to emphasize more, be on the defense side of the ball, get an offense coordinator? How's that look? I know it's early, and you staff-wise and that part of it. How is that going to look for you going to Bologna?
Well, you know, being honest, I've never gotten off huddle. I've always stayed tied to huddle, so I've watched them. And, you know, I've been watching it ever since Keith got here. And then, I like what they're doing. There's some things that I would ask or, you know, hope to add to it. But the guys that I've talked to so far, you know, I think it's going to be fine. There'll be some details or some little things that, you know, you, Bray, or anybody would want their people to do. But, you know, I'm hoping that I can be the head coach and have an offense and defense coordinator and then float back and forth. One thing when I was doing the defense here at Conway, I think the offensive guys, I don't know that they feel neglected, but you just spend more time on the other end of the field and they see that stuff. So, the way Buck and Keith have both done it, they were tied in with both groups, and I think there's value in that.
Well, good deal. Well, one of your foes you're going to see down the road is Coach Bray Cook here. Go ahead, Coach.
Coach, welcome to the conference. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Well, it's exciting to when a program, you know, moves to a new conference, and obviously when they get a new coach. What kind of offense you running? What defense we looking at? What are some of the X's and O's?
What's your best blitz? Come on, we got a paper here. Let's go with it.
I'm gonna send you the playbook, both playbooks.
Okay, yep. All right, that'll be good.
I've got them in email. I'll get them to you.
All right, perfect. one question that is very interesting with a lot of these moves and things is the teaching assignments that come with the job, which is obviously you know, a huge part. You know, you talk about a new head coach. And you think football, but there is a whole other side of it. What will you be doing in the classroom?
So the way Bologna set up, and this was unique, and this is one of the things when I got this information, I was like, I kind of like that. They have a period for each group. So there's a ninth grade period. There's a seventh grade period. There's an eighth grade period and a high school period. So, you know, I will have the plan to be and have the opportunity to be in all of those practices. Mm-hmm. The way their district is set up, all those schools are within walking distance of the football field, and they all come over. So, you know, to me, I haven't been a part of that. Every place I've been, you know, there's been a different location for the junior high or the middle school or whatever. So, mm-hmm. The ability to be with all those guys through their periods during the season and then even during off season, I think is a big positive to me. And so I don't have classroom obligations. I'll be doing some duty, some lunch duty, and then those four athletic periods, I think, keep me pretty busy.
Yeah, that's huge. And you know, a big part, and Coach kind of mentioned this, as far as things you've taken as an AD from different coaches. But what's one thing maybe off the field that your AD experience you think will help you at Valonia?
Well, when you're doing admin, and Coach Williams, I think, will agree with me, when you're coaching football, it's like you're looking through a paper towel holder, and that's all you see is the football mm-hmm. and the kids and the coach. I mean, you're just oblivious to everything else. But when you get in the admin side of it, man, there's a lot of things going on with every program, with every coach. I think it makes you appreciate those that work around you and those that really have nothing to do with football. I think you, you know, you learn to appreciate all the ladies and the men that coach at your school. I mean, I went to, as AD, I'd never been to, you know, soccer, swim, those things, because you're always doing football. So you get to see all these coaches and those relationships. And I'm going to tell you something else. You can learn something from, you know, your volleyball coach, your basketball coach, your soccer coach, the things off the field that they've done to build team and culture and those things. So it's been really good for me to step back for a little bit and see that and then try to pick, you know, those things that I like to try to implement myself.
Sure. No, I can imagine that's huge. Well, Coach, best of luck. We'll see you in the fall, but Brent.
Mouth, what do you got for Coach Ashcraft?
Coach Ashcraft, I just got to ask you, because my father, was Mike Bender, was a longtime athletic director of Forest City and El Dorado, and before that, years and years of coaching. And people ask him all the time when he became athletic director, are you going back to coaching? And he answered was, no, absolutely not. I am completely done. D-O-N-E, done. What in the world? I mean, I understand your son's coming up. My dad always said his golf game would suffer way too much if he had to go back to coaching.
I missed it. I miss dealing with kids. When you're AD, you're around kids and they probably know who you are, but you don't have hands on. If you're dealing with the kid, it's probably a discipline issue or something negative. And I miss that. I miss interacting with kids and sitting in the locker room after practice and laughing and having fun and joking around with those guys. That was the culture in the office, the climate in the office, and with the kids off the field, that's something I really missed. And I don't know if I'm giving you a good answer, but just speaking from the heart on that one, just dealing with kids on a daily basis, because you don't do that in this role.
Well, and you nailed it. Nick Saban's on. He was on at the U.S. Congress yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, for 50 years, he's gave his life of developing players, developing men, you know, developing human beings. And he felt like, you know, this has nothing to do with high school, NIL portal, it's kind of gone away about the development. It's all about money and, you know, those relationships. And you've coached for so long before, you know, you still get those messages from those guys from Siloam Springs to Watson Chapel to Conway, and looking how they're going down the road. And that relationship part is something that when you get out of it, and you nailed it, is that's the part you miss the most, is, yep, is those relationships and that part.
And I've gotten a lot of texts, obviously, in the last few days, but a lot of former players, you know, reached out, and that means it's good to hear anything from anybody that supports you, but those guys that are 23, 24, 25, you know, calling and texting and sending messages, that's good stuff. That makes you feel good.
Well, it does. It makes you, you know, giving your life to the game and, you know, and developing young men, and you've done that, and you're going to continue to do that. Well, Coach Ashcraft, appreciate you coming on, man. Good luck to you. Me and Daryl and Fimple and Daryl Fimple and the Mouth will be checking your work this year. We'll check it every week. And hopefully you'll be on a couple of, I know you'll be on a few games of the week this week, and we'll have you on later on in, during football season. Appreciate you coming on.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, big fan. I love what y'all are doing. It's very entertaining. I like it.
There's no doubt, and we are having so much fun with it. Well, Coach, good to have you. We'll see you down the road, buddy. Well, quick interview, but, you know, I think Coach Ashcraft is going with his heart here. I mean, and then I talked to him a little bit, you know, through the years and him being out of it. And he, you know, kind of got in that AD's role a little bit probably before he wanted to, and but did a phenomenal job, won a lot of awards as athletic director. But getting back out there coaching, and one thing he talked about was kids and relationships, and that's what we do it for, is building young men and women and seeing them develop. But there's no doubt he's going to have huge success. He's had huge success wherever he's got. What do you think, Bray?
You know, one of the things a mentor – a coach told me once was always look two levels above what your role is. And so not just what does your AD expect of you as a head coach, but what does his boss expect of him? And so to have that perspective of an AD and then come back to head coaching, I think is going to be extremely valuable.
No doubt. Mouth?
I can't agree more. I think coming, as Bray said, coming from an AD to a coach, because you've seen it all as an AD. You've seen how the program runs. You've tried to put your own stamp on the program. But when you go back to coaching, you are the program. You are the stamp. So best of luck to Coach Ashcraft. He's a winner. He's won everywhere he's been. So I don't expect anything any different from the Bologna Screaming Eagles.
Exactly. We'll be checking Coach Ashcraft's work, buddy. October you know
4th.
We will.
October 4th. At Bologna.
The Blackhawks the Mouth probably be down there for that one, won't you, Mouth?
Yeah, you might as well just come on up and spend the weekend with Coach Clark and I on the porch next week, the weekend.
Oh, well, man. Well, you've been out there, Mouth. You took over the 5A state basketball tournament last week and everything else, man. You moved to Searcy and got it going on. Well, Bray, let's get off here and tell everybody where to find us.
YouTube and X, Coaches in the Mouth, Coaches Pods, our handle. You can also check out our store currently connected to YouTube.
Well, great deal. Well, our subscribers, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and we'll keep this thing rolling. Well, for Coach Jeff Williams, Coach Bray Cook, and the Mouth Brent Bender, we'll see you next time.